Now let us see the concept of time zones in more detail. All right. Now when we are talking about different time zones, these are militaries, large international companies and banking systems all use GMT as a reference when dealing with other parts of the world. Now time zones are needed especially because of our growing international businesses. So suppose if I am sitting in India, okay, and I want to make a call in USA about certain banking transactions or about certain production activities. I am a part of a big international company with its branches all over the world. I need to know the exact time because the working hours are going to matter. Because if I am sitting in India and I am calling up USA, it can be day at my time. Okay, in India, but it will be night time in USA. So these differences need to be known and they have to be correctly known to us, and for that these are the time zones concept that we have created. Now before 1972, all time zones were specified as an offset from GMT. Now this we know, we had GMT which later on went to UTC. So today we have time zones which are offsets of UTC we have. So before that it was GMT, and the time zones were offsets of GMT. So suppose if I have a GMT zone, that is the time zone which has green, which mean line, I will be saying that say I am India, or I am sitting in India and I am ahead of GMT. Alright, so how many hours ahead? So that's 5 hours and 30 minutes ahead of GMT. So with respect to GMT, or I might be writing plus minus GMT. Later on, legally, many countries define their standard time which is relative to UTC, which is more accurate. Although some still legally refer to GMT including UK. UTC is also called as Zulu time by many astronomers. So again, with reference to time, we are dealing with UTC here. Now, theoretically, as we seen earlier, the time zones are divided into straight 24 zones. But what happens is in each time zone we have same countries. So suppose if I want to divide the world, as we see in the there were 24 time zones, but sometimes the countries which are there because of their political border or their physical expanse might be expanded across 2-3 time zones. All right, so, or else there can be a certain country which is located in both the time zones. So what happens is they are becoming more irregular. So time zones are now more irregular due to changing political, geographical and social changes in the world. Now some zones seem to be straight while some show crookedness, like GMT minus 2 time zone to account for tiny islands. Now what happens is these tiny islands are spread out. Okay, these nations, island nations, are a group of islands. So this island, some of them might be in one time zone and the others might be in another time zone. So internally there can be quite confusion about keeping time. So a part the island which is on another time zone will be 1 hour ahead or behind of the other island which is located in another time zone. So for this, what happens is this time zones are adjusted. Samoa and Tokelau changed time zones on 29 December 2011 to align with their trade partners. Now this is an interesting example wherein we have the country Samoa, all right, which is located nearer to America. That is, it is located Australia American area. So here Samoa earlier had its trading partner or main business with Americas. So what used to happen is Samoa had its time zone with respect to America. It was in the same time zone. Today its main trade partners are Australia and New Zealand. So what Samoa did was it changed its time zone from being on negative to positive, that is, it became Asian time zone. All right, so this was because of the differences which used to arise in the working hours. So what used to happen is Samoa, whenever there was a Sunday, it might be a working day in Australia, and the vice versa. So ideally both the countries used to have only 4 working days shared. So this was affecting them. And that's how they changed it to match up with their trading partners. Now, some countries like Newfoundland UTC 330 and India UTC plus 530 and Iran, which is plus 330 again, use half hour deviations from standard time. Now clearly, as we have seen, the time zones are 1-1 hour based, but these are the countries which have made sure that they are not in 1 hour basis, that is the offset is not by 1 hour but by 1 hour and 30 minutes in general. The reasons can be because of its their physical expanse. For example, when we talk about India, it falls under three different time zones. I mean, if two different time zones. So ideally, it would have the northeastern part would be ahead of Mumbai. So it will be a difference of time inside the nation itself. So that is how India came up with plus 530 and half an hour deviation. Similarly, these are the countries, some of the examples of the countries which have an half hour deviation. So rather than staying in UTC plus 330 or minus 3, they have chosen to be plus 3:30, that is 3 hours and 30 minutes. Now some other countries, the example would be Nepal, that's UTC plus 5:45. So they have adjusted their clock in such a way that legally it is 5:45. So although they are in the time zone which is plus 5, they have adjusted themselves towards plus 5:45. So some provinces like Chatham Island, which is a part of New Zealand group, it is UTC plus 12:45. Now use quarter hour deviation. So these are the deviations which are maintained by these countries. And if you check the UTC list of the countries, that is the UTC coordinated time of the countries, these are exactly how they are going to be listed. Now some countries like China and India use a single time zone even though the extent of their territory exceeds 15 degree of longitude. So here we are talking about China, which has a huge expanse. So if seeing the expanse of China, there it passes through three time zones. So ideally one part of China and the other part of China are in two different time zones. So what happens is the time at this part and this part will be different. So in order to avoid confusions inside the country itself, China and India have made sure that all the places have the follow the same time zone or the same UTC. So that is with respect to the country's physical expanse. Now next concept that we have is international dateline. Now it is an imaginary line of longitude on the Earth's surface located at about 180 degrees east or west of the Greenwich Meridian in the middle of the Pacific Ocean and makes two consecutive calendar days. Now when we are talking about rotation of the Earth, we understand that we are keeping the time. We understand that the reference line is GML, that's Greenwich Mean Line, running across Greenwich. Now if I am going to keep on jumping time zones, say ahead of GMT, so I go from GMT, then I go from plus 1, plus 2, plus 3, and I keep on adding it, all right? And since it is a sphere, it will go on, all right? So I don't want that. How do I understand where my day ends? That is where my calendar date begins or the next date begins. So for this, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have an end point. So like I have the start, which is known as to be GMT, I have an end point, which is known as the IDL. It's an imaginary line, which is said to be passing through 180 degree. That will be exactly opposite of GM line. It will be passing in between, post Australia and USA. So that's where the position will be across Pacific Ocean. Now what happens is whenever you're crossing this IDL, all right, the calendar date will change depending upon which direction you're going. So the country which is on the left hand side and the country which is on the right hand side, although they are in the same time zone, immediately in the same time zone, the time will be same, but the date will be different. Now the date line has been moved slightly to include all of Kiribati, Samoa, Tongo, Tokelau in the eastern hemisphere. Now again, as we have seen, the time zones have shown certain deviations. Now similarly, these are the islands which are spread off in such a way that there is this IDL which is passing through them. Now in order to make sure that they are closer to their trade partners, or they have certain deviations which are related to IDL. So to avoid crossing nations, internally the line deviates. So what happens is, instead of being a straight line, okay, the line actually would have passed across Russia. Now, in order to not cut Russia, it has shown to have a deviation. So around the far east of Russia, and then various island groups in Pacific. So these are the islands which will be, which are exactly in the path of the line, but the line has been deviated, that is, it has been changed. Now, these various deviations generally accommodate the political and or economic affiliations of the affected area. So these are the countries which have made sure that they are either on the left side of the ideal or on the right side of the ideal, rather than having the ideal running right in between. So it would create a lot of confusion. If you travel around the world changing time zones, hence adding or subtracting 1 hour per time zone, one entire circuit would mean that you have adjusted your clock by 24 hours. Now, clearly, this is what we are talking about. In the absence of ideal, what I will do is I will start my journey from GMT. Every time zone I am going to travel, I am going to start adding the hour. So what happens is, I am traveled and completed one entire circle across the earth, alright, and when I come back to GMT, my clock will be 24 hours ahead. Okay, so clearly this will be a difference between the calendar date which is actually present at that place and which is shown by my clock. So in order to this not happen, that's how the ideal concept is brought forward. To avoid this, ideal was introduced. If you cross the date line moving eastwards from west to east, you subtract a day. While you, if you move westwards from east to west, that is, you add a day. So ideally, when I'm going to jump my ideal, that is, when I'm going to travel the ideal, the time remains the same, but I have to change my date. That was the law which was taken place in order to balance the day and date or time calculations. Immediately to the left of the ideal, the date or date is always one day ahead of the date or date present on the immediate right of ideal. So we are talking about a time zone of 180, that is the 12th time zone, and ideal is running exactly in between that time zone. So the countries which are left and right are away by 24 hours, that is one day difference. The time difference between either side of ideal is not exactly 24 hours because of the local time zone variations. So ideally, theoretically, it should be 24 hours exact difference, but it is not so. Now let us understand this concept more clearly by taking certain examples over here. Okay, now we have earlier seen the GMT concept, and we have also mentioned about the ideal. So when we talk about the time zones, these are the time zones on the eastern hemisphere, that is with respect to the GMT. So this is 0, these are the time zones 12. Now when I keep on jumping this, alright, I am going to add my hours to it. So by the time I've come here, I have added 12 hours. So every other country which is present in the 12th zone plus 12 zone will be 12 hours ahead of any time which is given in time zone here. So here what we have is my ideal. It is an ideal which is said to be the middle of the 12th time zone that we have. Now when we are crossing this ideal, what happens is, this is the line which says that the date is mattering, that is, we are jumping a date. Now the countries which are on this side of ideal, that is towards the eastern side of ideal, will suppose have 5th June. The countries which are immediately on the next the other side of the ideal will be on 4th June. So what we are doing is, we are turning turn your calendar day one day back. So what is happening is, if I am traveling west to east, all right, I am traveling from west to east, I have to subtract a day, and I am moving towards east and crossing the ideal. So ideally, all the countries which are on this side of ideal will have the calendar date 5th of June, and the countries which will be on the other side of ideal will be on 4th of June. Let's check on the other side what we have. Suppose if I am talking about the western hemisphere here, when I am going from 0 degrees towards 180 degrees on the western hemisphere, I am going backwards. So when I'm jumping the time zones till 5, I'm subtracting 5 hours. Similarly, when I'm going till here, I'm subtracting 12 hours. So when I reach ideal, which is supposed to be the line which I am crossing, which is I'm crossing a calendar date. All right. So west to east, that is what I am going ahead. So this is adding a day or moving west. Turn your calendar date ahead. So my 4th of June, okay, the time remains the same. My 4th of June becomes 5th of June here. So the countries present on this side will have 4th and countries present on this side will have 5th. But how is this possible? I mean, these are the laws that we have. Let us check an example with this. Now let us see how we have this particular thing going on, that is the ideal, and how is it how does the calendar date matters. Now let's see here what we have. We have Nadi, okay, that's in Fiji, and Apia, all right. Now the Nadi local time is 1 a.m. all right, that's 100 hours on a Monday, that's 9th of July. All right, and Apia at the same time, the local time at Apia is shown to be 2 a.m. and it is 2 hours. That is 2 a.m. said to be 2 hours. The day would be Sunday, 8th of July. Now, ideally, Apia and Nadi are only some few kilometers apart. But because of their position in such a way that their GMT is plus 12. Okay, UTC is plus 12. So, Nadi is plus 12 time zone and Apia is in minus 11. All right. So if I check their position with respect to GMT, all right, Nadi will be in plus 12 zone. All right. Nadi will be plus 12 zone and Apia would be minus 11. So although the distance between both of them is quite few. Okay. If you see, they will be quite closer to each other. It will hardly take 2 hours for you to by flight to reach in between the cities, but they are time apart because of the GMT that they have. So this will be 12 hours and these are 11 hours. So total difference is 23 hours in between them. So their position and the GMT zones make sure that they are 23 hours apart from each other. Now let us check the same concept with their position with respect to ideal. All right. Now I have ideal here. Let me take the ideal here. Okay. Now ideal is the middle part of the 12th time zone that we have. So on minus 12 and minus 11, I have minus 11 here. So with respect to GMT, that's Apia, which is situated on minus 11. All right. And I have Nadi, which is over here. That's at plus 12. So if you see this particular diagram, we have plus 12 and plus 11. Okay. So these are the timings that are there. Okay. This is the only distance which is there, which is hardly any. Okay. And the time is 1 hour and 2 hours. That is 2 and 1. However, the calendar dates are different. Calendar dates will be different. And this is because of the 23 hour difference that we have. So what happens is, if I consider Nadi to have the local time of 01 hours on a Monday, okay. So if I want to know the time at Apia, what I have to do is I have to go backwards. Okay. I have to go backwards. The time hours or the time zones in between these two cities are 23. So I have to go 23 hours behind. All right. So over here, if I subtract the hours, I will come to the conclusion that Apia and Nadi are calendar dates apart over here. So that's 2 hours and that's 1 hour. So that is how the country which is on one side of ideal will be Monday and the other will be Sunday. And this is in the same time zone that we are talking about. So this was the concept with respect to ideal and the calendar dates. So when we are talking about traveling eastwards, we are turning your calendar day ahead. So that is 4th of June becoming 5th. So that's how we know the ideal. Now let us check on one more concept that comes when keeping time, and that's daylight saving time. Now by the name itself, it suggests something that we are saving the daylight. So what does that mean? The concept was ideally introduced during wartime, that's the World War. So what used to happen is people wanted to save the cost or the instruments required for artificial time. So what happens in either case is that they wanted to save the daylight which is available because of the sun's position in the sky. So what happened is they started making ahead 1 hour the clock. So what happened is the actual time in the evenings would have been extended, or it seemed to be extended. So by moving my watch ahead, it seems that the sunrise is rising later and sun is setting later with respect to my time. So this was the concept which was introduced during the World War. Later on, after the war was open, it was over. It was again many of the countries came back again to the same time, but some continued with the daylight saving time. Then there were certain other countries which came up with this daylight saving time, and they have incorporated it with the UTC. So that's a daylight saving time. So ideally the day light, or the use of the light in order to make it better, okay, we can use sunlight better. That is how the thing is done. So the relationship between GMT and other time zones may change, but only because those time zones are adjusted to daylight saving time. When DST is not observed, it is called standard time, normal time, or winter time. And this DST is ideally there in the summer. So it is near the start of the spring that we are talking about. It is also called summer time. Many countries and sometimes just certain regions of countries adopt daylight saving time during a part of the year. So if I am talking about January to December, and I have the summer months, say from March onwards, to say 4 months time, so that will be termed to be my DST time. So if I am a country which has the concept of DST, I am say a country like USA where DST is followed, I'm for a particular time of the year, then at that time it will be my summer time or DST time rather than the UTC. So this involves advancing clocks by an hour near the start of the spring, and then it is adjusted back in autumn. Purpose is to make better use of daylight. So ideally at that particular day date when this thing is going to be done, the radio announces that please adjust to the time, or this is the time when daylight saving time is going to be introduced. So this is something which is done on across the nation, or across one particular region inside the nation itself, and it will also be listed in the UTC list, that is the list of the countries which are showing your UTC offsets. Now let us check what are the calculating times. Now we have studied the time keeping, that is we have studied the time zones, we have studied GMT, universal time, and later again the DST. So what's the use of all that? Why do we require it? It is basically because to calculate time. I need to know, suppose if I'm catching a flight from Delhi and I'm landing in London, what are the times, what is the time that I have actually spent in flying, and then when I'm landing at London, it might be some other time because London is 5.5 hours ahead, behind of India. So I require the concept of calculating time. How am I going to know which city is ahead or behind? What is the entire concept about? Now one way of calculating time is to use world time. The 24 time zones correspond to meridians of longitudes. Each zone is spaced 15 degrees and differs from its adjacent time by 1 hour. So if I'm talking about first plus one time zone, and I'm going to talk about plus two time zone, both of them are in different time zones, and that difference is by 1 hour. So universal time, or UT, was designed to provide a single time keeping method, a single time zone that everyone would understand and which would avoid the confusion of local time zones. Now when converting times from one time zone, we must take into account the time zone differences and also the effects of DST, that's the daylight saving time. So if I want to know a city is in USA and a city is in India, Alright, and I need to know the time difference between it. Then I need to know the UTC or the time zone of that city in US country, and I need to know the cities which is there in India and its time zone. So suppose if India has 5.5 hours, that's the time zone of India, and US say -9 or -10, and we are talking about the time difference. So we can actually calculate the difference of times, that is how many hours in between, and that is how we can calculate time. Now some basic principles while calculating these times would be applying, namely if you take the time at the prime meridian and you add time for locations to the east of it and to the west of it. So if I am talking about prime meridian as my reference point, anything which is ahead of GMT or the reference point is ahead of it. And so I am going to add time to it, and here I am going to subtract my time or subtract the hours. The number of time zones is equal to the number of hours to add or subtract to the coordinated universal time at the prime time. So these are the number of zones which equals the number of hours. Let us see this with respect, let us take certain examples and understand what we are doing. Now let us see how do we calculate the time here with respect to GMT. Now suppose if I am talking about GMT, local time is 1200 hours, that's noon time, and the date being 4th of July. And I want to find what is the time at India, which is Mumbai. Now India we know have the UTC as +5:30. So what will happen is, what it means by that is +5 hours and 30 minutes. So it is ahead of GMT. Okay, so what we are going to do is we are going to go over towards this side. So India is ahead by 5 hours and 30 minutes. So what are we going to do? This is the local time at GMT, that's 1200 hours plus 5 and 30 minutes. Okay, and that will give us the time 17 hours and 30 minutes at Mumbai. So that will be the time when it is noon time at GMT. So we have to add the number of hours which are there. Now when we are talking about any country which is negative, that is behind the GMT time zone, we are moving behind. All right, so we are going to subtract it. So this is the local time at GMT, okay, and we want to find out the local time at Toronto, or at the same time what it is, since it is in the time zone 6. That's the time zone for Toronto, Canada. So I have to subtract 6 hours, and that will give me the time at Toronto, and the date will remain the same. So this is how the time calculations will be done. So we need to know which time zone the country is, and we need to know the local time of that. So we can use any reference and find out the time with respect to that. Now with respect to India, let us check one concept that we have is the Indian Standard Time. Now we earlier said that India has a physical expanse with respect to time zones. So it is India physically is not present in one time zone but in more than ones. So India's time zones were established in 1884. Originally there were two time zones which were dealing with. We had one, the Bombay time, and we had the Kolkata time. Now with respect to India's map, you understand where Mumbai is positioned and where Kolkata is. So Kolkata will be slightly ahead of Mumbai. Now Kolkata time was 5 hours 30 minutes and 21 seconds in advance of GMT, while Bombay times was 4 hours and 51 minutes ahead of GMT. So the difference between Bombay time and Kolkata time was approximately 39 minutes, I would say. Alright, so that's 4 hours 51 and 5 hours 30 minutes. So what used to happen is, the person who is in Mumbai used to be on a different clock, and nearby Kolkata it would be on a different clock. Now this would create lots of confusion. So afterwards the Indian Standard Time came into existence, which is in the year 1905, that's 1905. So Indian Standard Time was said to be 5 hours and 30 minutes ahead of Greenwich Mean Time. So it will be +5:30, it will be denoted by +5:30. So Indian Standard Time is the time observed throughout India. So although the position of India says that it should have two time zones, we have made sure that we have only one time zone. India does not observe daylight saving time or other seasonal adjustments. So we do not have any DST. We have 530 hours plus 5.30 throughout the year. Indian standard time is calculated on the basis of this longitude, that's 82 and 5 minutes degrees, sorry, from the clock tower of Mirzapur. Now, if you check the location of the main line of reference which passes, it passes near Allahabad. So that's the reference line. That is the line which is taken into consideration when we are going to calculate the time or fix the time. So it is in the state of Uttar Pradesh, which is nearly on the corresponding longitude of reference line. So this is our main longitude that we take in calculating the time. So that was about Indian standard time. In this session, what we did was the introduction, Greenwich mean line. We dealt with what is Greenwich mean time. Then later on, we saw the universal time and its concept. We further ahead went and saw in detail the time zones. We had the IDL, that's international dateline, daylight saving time, the concept of DST and how it is dealt with. Then we have the calculating time. So how do we calculate the time? That's what we see, which we have seen. And next is the Indian standard time, that is the IST. So we had two time zones and how we are now following only one time zone. So these are the key points that we have studied in this chapter. I hope the session was helpful, and if for further references, you can definitely go on the internet and research about the different concepts that we have seen while keeping the time. And that would be end of the session. Thank you.